G'day, Ross Edwards here, Triple M Music Director for our DAB stations, including the very own Hard and Heavy. I've just been to see Tool, the first show of the Fear Inoculum tour down under last night. Woken up, ears ringing. What can I say? Tool, they're an enigma wrapped in a mystery, shrouded by a bloody long wait. Yeah, the new Tool album, Fear Inoculum, has taken over 13 years to get here. And while it has brought a few mixed reviews, a couple of disappointed core fans, plenty of heated debate, of course, and some bloody long songs, it has brought the boys back to Australia. Whatever your take on the latest record is, though, Tool are a dish best served live, and boy, they proved that last night. It's only then that Maynard, Adam, Justin and Danny's kind of grandiose mystic vision really takes shape in front of your eyes, and it is a feast for the senses. Now, the last time they were here was about 8 years ago. I saw them in Brisbane. It was an East Coast-only tour. So it's only right they were, well, starting their tour last night, the Australian leg of the Fear Inoculum tour, on a stinking hot night in Perth. The set began with the title track for the new album, Fear Inoculum. Then it kind of went on a meandering trip down their back catalogue, not really far back. I don't think there was anything from the Undertow album or further back. There was stuff like, Anima, the title track from that album, not to mention a couple of big tracks off Lateralis, Parabola, Schism, et al. They also played plenty of great stuff in the new album, and there is some good tracks on it, including the amazing Numa, which, with the video display they put up, it was, oh, mate, it was intense, to say the least. The band, what can I say? Well, a lot of us have grown up watching them. You know, the first sort of offerings from Tool came out when we were just young teenagers. So it's literally been the soundtrack to our lives, and it was kind of that kind of feeling, just that awe feeling, watching the boys just do their thing on stage. And Maynard, look, he's not the most excitable or kind of animated frontman, but and he kind of hides at the back of the stage in the shadows, but he can bloody sing, and he did that last night. He's pretty much got the same power as he did back in the early days. And don't get me started on Danny Carey, possibly the world's greatest drummer. Yes, there is a drum solo, drum fans. To sum tonight up, if you weren't necessarily blown away by the new album, you won't be disappointed if you're going to go see the guys live. They really just cherry-pick their best stuff. And I've never seen a crowd, well, I haven't seen a crowd do basically even a standing ovation for about 10 minutes at the end of the encore. You can tell the feeling was mutual. Not that the guys are that vocal on stage, but seriously, that was a banging start to their tour down under. And if you've got a ticket, you are in for a treat. And, you know, the boys are in their mid-50s. Danny Carey's he's nearly 60. And given the time it takes to put out a Tool album, he could be into his 70s by the time the next one comes along. So who knows how many more times we're going to get the chance to see this amazing and iconic group do their thing on stage. Do yourself a favour. Go and see Tool when they're in Australia.